Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the Raiders, you know, finally get a break getting Davante Adams. Even though we have some amazing receivers and we have amazing players, quarterback Derek Carr on the Raiders, we needed Davante Adams. We got him from the Packers. And when he did join the team, we could see that we were finally making some really good touchdowns, okay? Everything was fine. We're watching them. They almost beat the Chiefs. We were getting excited because they were 1-3 and now they're 1-4. And it was going to be a good game. Until the end, when Davante Adams was leaving, going back to the tunnel, a photographer was running to get across that tunnel area to get to the other side. And as he was running, he gets in front of Davante Adams. Davante Adams pushes him. He falls. Davante Adams sees him fall, keeps walking. Now, they were in Missouri because it was a Kansas City Chiefs game. So now Davante Adams has been charged and may be facing penalties that would be consistent with a crime committed in Missouri. Missouri, however you pronounce it. So I learned it as Missouri, so you make the I and A in the Midwest. You get to do whatever you want, just like Arkansas. You just do. So this is obviously concerning to those of us who live in Las Vegas because we need Davante Adams with the Raiders. But for those of us in the media, come on, man. Really? Really? You had to push a photographer who was there doing their job? Apparently he was a freelancer for Monday Night Football. Okay, not cool. Now, again, I don't know why the photographer was running with his gear while there was the visiting team was leaving. You know, you would think he would have positioned himself a little sooner, but it's not his fault that, you know, he got assaulted. He was at the wrong place at the wrong time. Davante Adams was in a bad mood. You saw him on the sideline pretty ticked. In fact, he ran into Renfro. I think it was a really, really, there was something wrong with the routes. And on that last play, you saw both of them just fall into each other, and, you know, someone screaming, is that pass interference? I'm like, no, it's not, because they just ran into each other. Something happened with the routes. Not sure. So I am sure Davante Adams was kind of kicking himself and was upset. You just don't take it out on somebody else. And now he's facing charges. So what we're being told is that a police spokesman told Daily Mail that it would be a misdemeanor assault. It could be punished with imprisonment for up to 15 days and fine of up to $750. I sincerely doubt he's going to jail. This is something that Coach Josh McDaniels had said. Look, he's a great guy. I support Davante wholeheartedly as a human being. As a person, he's a great guy. I know that was an unfortunate situation. Obviously, don't want any of our guys to be doing anything like that. He knows that. He's very well aware of that. But I know the person. I don't think there was any intent behind it on his part. And it seemed like a reflex. The problem is we do have a lack of, okay, you know, you can't just be pushing, shoving, you know, another person that's in your way. And we talked about this yesterday, how I think we've been with the pendulum swinging back and forth from in the olden days, everything was dealt with violence. You mess with me, we're going to have a shootout, or we're going to wrestle in the cave, or we're just going to, you know, you mess with me once, I punch you, it's done. And even in schools, there were always fights. Every day there was a fight. And you'd be like, okay, who's fighting who? Whom? And it was, someone would always correct you if you didn't use whom correctly. And then it was, okay, guys, stop the violence, stop the violence. We're all going to talk. We're going to talk it out. And by the time my boys went to school, there were no fights. No fights. Somebody pulled my kid's hair. Somebody hit him. And when he wanted to react, you know, the teacher said, no, we're going to talk it out. We're going to talk it out. And we went the other way where it was just all about talking. We're going to sit. We're going to talk it out. We're going to. And a lot of us parents were kind of mixed on that, because one way to stop a bully is to let them know it hurts when you mess with you. The other is, you don't want kids beating up on each other, especially the little kids that can't defend themselves. And we don't want kids growing up in violence. So we needed to find a happy medium. But instead, it was just a pendulum swinging. So what ended up happening is we went to verbal. We went to, when we weren't allowed to fight, we went to verbal insults and verbal attacks. Well, then that started to get sanctioned. If you verbally attack somebody or say something at work, you could still get fired. You could still be in trouble. It could be a Title IX, depending on what you say. So when you have human beings that are angry and they're, you know, we're all deep down still in the animal kingdom, people are going to want to lash out. And it seems to be that the verbal isn't cutting it. So people want to get physical. They want to get physical. The photographer did nothing wrong. He just was at the wrong place at the wrong time. Gets pushed. Apparently he says he suffered concussion and some injuries. Had to go to the hospital afterwards. I mean, you don't want to be pushed by an NFL player. I don't really know what the extent of his injuries were. But we need to figure out the outlets. And I've spoken about that. Kids need outlets. Athletes need outlets. We're putting everybody into this box, and I'm not saying anybody should just be able to randomly, you know, get physical with something, but I wonder if we really need a punching bag. I wonder if we really need something that is very satisfying, where you could, when you're mad, just go and punch it. Maybe even cause some damage or something that is inanimate and it's not a human. Because we are trying to suppress a very natural instinct to kick someone's butt. And we could try to have all these rules and say, don't say cuss words, don't say anything inappropriate, don't hit, don't stare at somebody. If you stare at somebody longer than 3 seconds, that could be considered assault. And we have all these rules, and maybe we do need an outlet. Maybe we need a that's why I like kids in sports, because I'm like, get that energy out there. But maybe we have to come up with something, because individuals are going to go back, and this is what we're seeing right now, they're going to go back to being violent among other humans. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. And many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
So we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications and Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. A big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So more polio has been found in New York City wastewater. And this is very, very concerning to those of us who thought that we pretty much eradicated polio from our neck of the woods in the U.S. with a very robust vaccination, with our advances in infectious disease and, you know, hand washing and isolating kids and keeping them out of school if they were sick. But as I predicted, and I'm not blaming this necessarily on the border, but I said, look, we are going to be getting things across the border that is going to maybe alter some of our current successes in infectious disease. And it has been suggested that case one of polio in New York was from an immigrant. I'm not saying it was somebody from the southern border versus flying in, But people of other countries may have other medical issues. They might have other vaccination protocols, and they might not have the same protection or be able to mitigate risk to us having a different, shall we say, protocol. We think that our polio vaccines and our polio regimen was enough for Americans, but as we're a very fluid society and fluid country, no, we could be susceptible. So if you remember, back in July, there was a case of polio. It was the first known case of the illness since 2013. And officials believe that the person who got it, this was about 40 miles north of New York City in Rockland County, was not vaccinated, but he got it from somebody who was vaccinated. But that individual who was vaccinated had the oral vaccine, the one that you drink. I think it used to be grape flavored. And then you could shed the live attenuated virus that you drink in your stool. Well, we do the killed vaccine. We stopped the live attenuated one in America, I think, in the 90s, because grandparents would be changing their baby's diapers and being exposed to the live attenuated version. So we stopped the oral one. And in America, we used the killed form, the inactivated form, which is why we didn't really, you know, see any cases of polio post-polio vaccine, because we used a killed version, not a live attenuated. But this came from an old-school type vaccine that's done in other countries. So even though we don't have a lot of details on who the immigrant was or the person, the non-U.S. Resident was that was in the country that could have shed it, it did kind of sound the alarms that, look, there's polio in other countries. There's vaccine regimens that aren't as robust as ours. And as I told you, Pakistan and Afghanistan still have polio, pretty endemic, in their countries. So as the fall of Afghanistan, or the fall to the Taliban, happened very, very rapidly a year ago September, you know, we took on Afghanistan refugees, we had predicted we might be starting to see polio, multiple drug-resistant tuberculosis, multiple other medical issues. And as you see with the current border situation, anything that could be coming from Central America, South America, Mexico, could also enter our medical biome, microbiome. So New York State Department of Health has been monitoring the wastewater, because the live attenuated poliovirus and even regular poliovirus, the actual poliovirus, can be shed in our GI tracts, hence found in the sewage. Officials noted that 63 of 70 wastewater samples discovered last week were linked to a polio case of a 20-year-old male from Rockland County. The individual has since developed paralysis in his legs. That was his presenting complaint back in July. Most of the samples were found in Rockland. Still, officials also collected others all over the state, Orange County, Sullivan County, Nassau County, and one sample was even found in Brooklyn. All the samples found in New York City were collected in August 2022. Now, according to Fox News, the majority of adults are protected from polio because many were vaccinated during their childhood. And, of course, officials are recommending that people stay up to date on their immunization. But if you aren't vaccinated for polio and you get exposed to this, and again, you could pick it up respiratory-wise from your GI tract, this could then sadly cause paralysis. It could also lead to death. So Governor Kathy Hochul, New York governor, called a state of emergency over polio. It's going to remain in effect until November 8th. There's a campaign to get more people vaccinated for as polio continues. But what we're just not getting is how and why are we, you know, is this surfacing? And if it is related to our weak immigration policy and our porous border, we need to figure that out immediately. So polio or poliomyelitis can present like a flu-like illness, but not only can it cause, like, the cough and cold and all that, it could affect the nervous system, it could affect your movement, it could affect your breathing. Early symptoms are fever, feeling like crap, malaise, headache, neck stiffness, vomiting, and then it could quickly progress to numbness, paralysis, difficulty breathing, and death. And polio could be spread by the air, respiratory droplets when someone sneezes on you, or exposure to one's feces. The IPV vaccine is preferred for those unvaccinated, as the oral live attenuated vaccine can be shed in the stool of recipients. So I would, you know, look at this as, don't think that whatever you did as a child for vaccines or whatever you've been doing is enough. Realize that the situation is very fluid, and we are exposed to other things all the time. And these, you know, sadly, these sort of illnesses can then affect us differently. Remember, we were talking about how last year DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said 1 in 5 migrants coming to the U.S. are sick. They have some sort of illness, whether it's COVID, whether it's TB. So binational health is how infectious disease doesn't care about the borders, and it'll spread. As people come and go throughout the United States and Mexico, or come from China, Afghanistan, wherever, they can bring their unique microbiome to us. And if they carry disease, and if they carry pathogens that we're not prepared for, then we could get sick. It's kind of like the opposite of getting, diarrhea when people go to another country like Mexico and they drink the water or they eat the food, and then they come back with quote-unquote traveler's diarrhea. They used to call it Montezuma's Revenge, but we don't do that anymore. Well, it's kind of the opposite. Somebody could bring that to us. So I have said time and time again, we need to be prepared for measles, mumps, varicella, tuberculosis, malaria, leishmaniasis, hepatitis A. And that was just among the Afghan evacuees, including COVID. So the other issue, too, is you have individuals, as we saw with the border, and it was, I mean, I don't know if you saw the pictures from last year. We are talking about thousands camping out by Texas. When individuals are not healthy and they're in these small camps and they're in these overcrowded camps, again, disease can spread. So many Haitians left Haiti after the 2010 earthquake. They relocated to Chile. Recently, with Biden's reversal of Trump's border policies, many Haitians have traveled up through Latin America to the Mexico-Texas border. The living conditions that they might have had, they might have been healthy originally, could also, you know, sadly allow them to harbor certain illnesses. And I'm not saying all migrants harbor illnesses. Alejandro Mayorkas said only about a fifth, or 20% do, or a fifth of them. But there is HIV, there's hepatitis, there's other waterborne disease. So this polio issue, starts to kind of remind us that if we don't secure our border and we don't look at our vaccination program and realize that we might need to update some things, we could be at risk. That, was it a measles? No, was it a, yeah, I think it was like a measles outbreak that started around Disneyland a few years back. And apparently some of the reports came out, but they got hushed, that even though a lot of individuals who got sick were vaccinated, a lot of Americans, it started with people from out of the country who came and visited, spread a form of measles that other individuals were not prepared for. So we were boostering people with additional measles vaccine just to help make sure they were prepared for the new wave of measles. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden is on a Democrat campaign trail this week looking to raise campaign money. His three-state swing out west this week will reveal the White House's midterm strategy for a president who remains broadly unpopular with very little accomplishments for the American people. He'll be in Vail, Colorado this morning. Wanting to get out of Russia, the Nissan car manufacturing company sold all of its assets in Russia to the Russian government for €1 on Tuesday. The deal cost Nissan roughly $687 million, but the company believes it will not affect their earnings forecast for the fiscal year. The United Nations is reporting Ukraine's biggest nuclear power plant, which is surrounded by Russian troops, has lost all external power needed for vital safety systems for the second time in 5 days. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, America Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Back at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, so one thing that I enjoy about politics is the psychology of things. And I like looking at the Republicans and the Democrats and seeing where their strategy is wrong and what they need to do. And so when I criticize things going on in the Biden administration, it's not so much that I'm criticizing the whole Democratic Party, it's I'm criticizing things in the Biden administration. Like, what the hell was a speechwriter thinking? You know, why are they giving him words that he can't pronounce? Why are they giving him instructions that, why are they having him speak, period, in front of people? Because he keeps messing up. But I think that Dr. Oz is getting himself into a little bit of a hole with the John Fetterman, Dr. Oz, Pennsylvania Senate seat challenge, when the medical condition of Fetterman's becomes a focus of the attacks. And I had said this day one, Dr. Oz could win the race without having to bring up the medical. And it keeps being brought up. And I'm even seeing news outlets go, well, Fetterman isn't fit to serve. He had a stroke. He isn't fit to serve. Well, you know, when you look at the guidelines of being able to serve in terms of a political capacity, many of them will comment on the mental health aspect. But we have individuals in wheelchairs. We have individuals who have cancer. In fact, they say in one source, Joe Biden's disability is a stutter, that he has a stutter. So they're trying to blame some of his gaffes on that. I have a stutter. I still wouldn't say the stupid things Joe Biden has said. But when people ask, can John Fetterman serve in the Senate having had a stroke? I mean, seeing what many of the other politicians do and how, they're not very physically active. They take a lot of vacations. They don't seem to be reading the bills. I mean, it seems like being able to work for the Senate, and no disrespect to senators and representatives, but there's a lot of them that I think just sit and rake in a paycheck. So if there's no real official requirement and physical aptitude that's needed, yeah, John Fetterman with a stroke can still run for Senate. Now, people say, but he's having issues speaking. He's having issues saying certain words. Okay, I've heard him struggle with words. And I'm not saying this to defend him, but as a doctor, I have to be honest. Where I think he needs to be careful is, you know how there were some sports analysts who were commenting on the, oh my gosh, it was the Nuggets. I forget which team was in a game, and as they were tweeting and as they were typing, there was a misspell, and two of them did it, I think, the same night during that game, and it was a word that is extremely inappropriate and never can be said, written at all. That's what I would worry about with Fetterman. If he has trouble saying the right word, could he start a word that turns into and sounds like something very, very inappropriate? But there's, he could have somebody else speak for him. There's a person in the Senate can have whatever Americans with Disabilities Act protected accommodations that they need. Should he be in the Senate? Should he be traveling? He's got a pacemaker. He had a stroke. He has to be on blood thinners. Well, that's between he and his provider. If his medical provider says, I am fine with you traveling, you know, Pennsylvania to D.C., he could do it by car if he had to. But, you know, can he fly? As long as his cardiologist, neurologist is comfortable with that, he can technically travel. He might not be traveling to, you know, Asia, and like Nancy Pelosi, or he might not be getting photo ops with Zelensky as often as the other ones. But look at it this way. At least they'll be spending less of our taxpayer money to go on these exotic trips. But it's interesting because the reason why I'm concerned from a strategy standpoint is the more a doctor such as Dr. Oz and his team try to go after the physical, it almost implies that they don't have much else. And I'm hearing people talk about, well, Fetterman's wearing a hoodie. He doesn't look very professional. Well, individuals with cancer, individuals who are struggling with medical issues, that sadly, they might not be comfortable in the, you know, suit and tie. And, you know, Fetterman might cause a new wave of style now in the Senate where you could dress comfortably. But once we elected Biden, with his issues, and they were extremely apparent for decades, and most of us can agree he has cognitive deficits. Democrat or Republicans can agree. You can't then isolate John Fetterman. We elected Joe Biden. If Joe Biden's there, John Fetterman, who might not have all the cognitive, deficits with the stroke, but more the physical, the aphasia, the other things, then if you're going to not let Fetterman, then you're going to have to go through all the current Congress people and executive branch and judicial branch. I mean, Ruth Bader Ginsburg had multiple cancers, and she was still in her post. So, you know, we have to be very, very careful about where we tread. And when I hear Republicans go after, well, Fetterman had a stroke, it can hurt them because there's so many medical issues. I mean, what if somebody has cancer that went to the brain? That, to me, could be just as alarming in terms of cognitive function. So that means anybody with cancer has to automatically quit? Remember, whatever rule you come up with and whatever restriction you come up with can turn on you as well. And so where does it stop? Somebody with depression, somebody who had COVID cites they have brain fog. Well, if they have brain fog, should they be making decisions on laws? Should they be, you know, forced to read a 2,200 page bill that could forever change our healthcare system? Anybody who serves in the Senate or the House or the White House or the Supreme Court or any capacity of the government needs to show they are of sound mind and they are able to do the work and they are, quote unquote, fit for duty. But as we've seen, people with cancer can work. People with mental illness, depression, anxiety, you know, can still hold jobs. People with cognitive issues, memory loss. Until we come up with a standard way to screen somebody medically, it's going to be very difficult to pick and choose which one. I mean, people wanted to kick Trump out of office. They wanted to say he was narcissistic, that he was deranged. Well, he took a mini mental status exam, or he took a mental status exam. So did anybody else have to take a mental status exam? You know, I mean, I agree we need somebody of sound mind who is running this country. But there has to be a consistency. We can't just pick Democrats. We can't just pick Republicans and question their health. I told you what Dr. Oz has to do from day one. Dr. Oz has to run on what he can bring. He can't be playing offense and attacking his opponent. As a doctor, it's a bad look. What he has to do is go, look, I'm a physician. I am a business owner. I understand the networks of the economy. I this, and this. All right? He has got to run on why he would be beneficial, not, well, I'm the lesser of two evils. You can't, that won't be successful. 1-877-DR-SALLY, don't go away.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. so I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Do you have the level of health and energy you desire? The Western world's oldest superfood supports energy, mood, elimination of cravings for junk foods or sweets, elimination of pain, detoxification, immunity, muscle building, fat loss, and even has anti-cancer properties. The oldest superfood is cold sterilized whey protein from grass-pastured cows. Unlike heat sterilized whey protein powder, cold sterilized is easy to digest, and for most dairy intolerant people, they digest it fine. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold sterilized whey protein powder on the market. Green Meadow Whey is imbued with a life-giving energy that most people can feel in the form of improved energy and mood for 6 or more hours at a time. Unheated whey is nature's most powerful support for glutathione production, so essential to the health of every cell of your body. Let Green Meadow Whey erase your fatigue, fortify your immune system, support your detoxification, support your fat loss and lean muscle development, and lift you to new levels of health. To learn more or order, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
So we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Connor wrote last night saying, if you've been watching the news, they're still saying we're not in a recession. Why won't anybody say or admit we're in a recession? And, you know, I'm not necessarily an economic guru, but we talk about everything on this show. And the psychology of that is one, they could be a news outlet that wants us to get to the midterms without Biden, you know, having any more criticism than he already has. Or two, they want to minimize panic. And I remember in the 2008-2009 start of the recession, they said the recession ended in 2009. I remember 2012, 13, 14, 15 being really bad. So I don't know what the hell they're talking about now. And now they're trying to change dates of recession. But I remember that things seemed to be going along fine. Everything was going great. And then, you know, I turn on the news and like, yeah, you know, we're in a recession. And I go, we are. I look outside my window. Casinos are doing well. Everything's going well. You know, prices really weren't up. Gas wasn't that bad. I'm like, we're in a recession. I remember telling my husband, I go, did you know we're in a recession? He's like, really? Yeah, and I was watching the news every day. Yeah, they say we're in a recession. And then all of a sudden, patients start to come and go, and I'm getting laid off. They're laying everybody off. And then the layoffs kept coming for months, where every week a new group was getting laid off. And so I had kind of picked up on, okay, did there have to be that much? We're in a recession, we're in a recession, we're in a recession. Did it have to be that much? You know, could we have at least said, look, you know, there are some things coming around the bend, and, you know, but, and then it just got bad, and it got bad for a while. It didn't end in 2009. It got bad, and it got worse for years. Then things started to improve, 2015, 2016. Things got really good right before 2020, and then 2020 hit. So I think what's happening, as I said, is, you know, people don't want to make a big deal about it for the election because they want their candidate to hopefully win if they're not voting Republican. But the other thing, too, is the panic of what consumers will do, what retailers will do. And the one thing that I'm noticing in my neck of the woods is a I don't give a crap anymore attitude. And when I see what manufacturers are selling and what stores are selling things for, I'm like, you've got to be out of your flipping mind. I'm seeing cat food three times the cost of what it was last year. What are they doing? And so when retailers say, you know what? Well, if we're going to be blamed for a recession and things are going to get bad, let's get the money now. If people are going to stop coming into our store anyway, if they are in a store, let's get what we can. And that's why I told you guys, be really, really careful this Christmas with Black Friday specials. What I would do is really research, you know, what things cost. If you have receipts of what things cost a couple years ago, all right, because I get inflation is going to raise the price, but I just have a feeling that these stores, if, you know, and I do believe we are in a recession per the definition, but I believe if these stores think we are going to be in for years of pain, then they might really, really take advantage. There was a pair of tennis shoes that I call them tennis shoes. I'm old school. Pair of shoes. I love their walking shoes, running shoes. I would get them no more than $50. A few months ago, I had to spend $90 to $100 for the same gosh darn pair of shoes. Okay, I'm sorry. That's 100% markup. Come on. Really? So what I don't want, and the reason why, I mean, I'll still call it like it is. If by definition, we're in a recession. We're in a recession. But what I don't want is the, you know, the panic from retailers charging so gosh darn much that then consumers are like, well, to hell with this. I'm not spending money on crap. Then people get fired because these retailers aren't bringing money in. Now we have more unemployment, and it's just a vicious cycle. Also, when you're understaffed, there seems to be more crime, more shoplifting. You know, there was a period of time where stores were like, okay, well, we're going to hire more security. Well, what if people are calling out? What if you don't have individuals that want to do security? What if your store, retailer cashiers don't want to necessarily stop somebody who could have a gun? And so as crime is hitting a lot of these stores, prices are going up. Also, there's these little games. I don't know if you guys saw this. So Nike has updated its website to stop bots from buying their products. I didn't realize that there could be, I mean, I figured I have to go on, I have to click, you know, my cart, I have to view my cart, and then I have to do checkout, and I have to go through all that. But apparently there's softwares where robot buyers buy up limited edition products online before anybody else gets the chance. So they're programmed to hit it at like the 2 in the morning or whenever it gets online. And then what ends up happening is they sell it on another site for more money. So Nike is now crackdowning on these robot buyers that are snapping up the most limited edition products before anybody else gets a chance. They're going to block suspicious orders, refuse refunds, even suspend accounts for those using automated ordering software or tech on its website. Nike also says it could charge restocking fees to those it determines are buying shoes, clothes, or other items with the intention of selling them on. Now, that's apparently a big, I mean, I'm too naive to, you know, or obtuse to think about that as a career, but that's what some people are doing, and power to them. I'm going to buy something, I'm going to sell it. That's been something that a lot of people have done. I knew a lady, one of my patients, said she would go to secondhand stores, get things for a buck or two, turn around, have a garage sale, and sell it for five. And she was able to make money. Well, I mean, and then started selling online on eBay. See, to me, I haven't really done a lot of that because you got to go and you got to package it up. And you have to, I'm too busy to keep going somewhere to package things up to sell them. But that's how people make money. The company says it's going to reject orders that exceed the product purchase limit. Nike places on some of its items, you can only buy one. And then terms of sale will outline this as well. But bots are buying things up and then turning around and selling them. Well, that brings up the price. So U.S. consumer prices have increased more than expected in September. The reports came out. Apparently, the report from the Labor Department on Wednesday suggested that producers are struggling to pass on higher prices, with a measure of changes in margins received by wholesalers and retailers barely rising. So when they have to pay more and their prices are high, they can't turn around and make the profit. They say inflation is all about pass-through costs at the lower level of production, so this report counts as some relief for beleaguered consumers who face runaway inflation on the goods sitting on the store shelves. So what they're trying to say is, if this is being reported by Reuters, that if companies can't really mark things up that badly, consumers aren't going to be, you know, taking it in the pants as much, but we still are. I'm seeing the prices of things. Yeah, I went to the grocery store yesterday. Two days ago, bought some food for dinner, for two dinners, some cereal, some things for the week, but it really was only going to last about a couple days. I was at $115. I'm like, are you kidding me? $115? And I didn't even buy expensive stuff. So I'm seeing it. I don't know how much higher prices can go. So my recommendation is, you know, don't panic about the media not necessarily saying what it is. The average consumer is smart. Okay, I don't think you're going to have somebody go. I mean, I have. A friend of mine said, oh, we're not in a recession. I'm like, I don't care if we're in a recession or not. I am just sick and tired of what we're spending, and I think the economy sucks right now. So whether somebody who's a broadcaster says it or whether you feel it, what you feel is much more important. The 1-877 Doc Dolly.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.